Welcome to another episode of The Ladies' Night In. We are testing 1, 2, 3.
I just hit the microphone with my drink.
We are so excited to be back in the studio. Elise, it's been too long since you've been here.
The three amigos are back again.
We are back and ready to have a good time. Superpowers. We all have them, but do we all recognize them?
I can fly. I don't know if you knew that.
But yeah, I can fly too. Yeah.
So a couple weeks ago, I was on a girls' weekend in Arizona, and the gals were talking about our podcast, and I said, any topics you think we should talk about? And one of the gals said, you should talk about our superpowers. And I said, okay, expand. What do you mean? She goes, well, I think you guys should talk about how do you know what your superpower is? Which launched into a conversation, of course, and there was alcohol involved, around the table of what's your superpower? And we went around and asked each other, and they were like, well, I don't know. Well, no problem, because 8 other women are there to help you say, oh, it's this. And one guy was like, you're controlling, and you're really insightful. And, you know, it was very fascinating. So that's where this topic came from was – you said we should talk about how do we know what our superpowers are. 1, do you know what it is? 2, do you know why? 3, if you don't know, just ask a couple ladies around you and they'll tell you.
So that is so interesting. So I did some research on this, as I typically do, and that is one of the things that they recommended. They said get with 3 or 4 of your close friends, people that know you well, and ask them their opinion of you. And don't interrupt them.
God.
Or like what are you gonna say, what do you think my gifts or my strengths are? But it says do not interrupt them and do not discount what they're saying. Like don't be like, oh geez, no, I'm not. You know.
Right.
Don't all shucks it. Like listen. And they will tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. So that is so interesting. Well, I'm dying to know what did they say your superpower was.
Yeah. You know what? That's the benefit of running a discussion is you don't have to be the point of it. Ah. So we didn't even get to me.
Because there were like 14 of you.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And it is, everyone is so different, right? Mm-hmm. Like every person brings so much difference to the table. But so knowing that we're going to talk about this, I've definitely thought about what have people said to me that are like, oh my gosh, you're really good at this. And it's okay. You don't have to be humble about it. You don't have to be boasting about it. But it's good to know this about yourself.
Yes.
So one of the things at work, they always say is ask Elise. So I think one of my superpowers is advice. I don't ever worry about what advice I'm giving, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
But if you're on the receiving end of bad advice I give you, that's a bad thing. But hey, that's on you. If you ask me a question, I will tell you what I think.
Sure. Yeah.
And I'll tell you based on, and I have no filter. I don't worry about other people's feelings. So I just say it straight. Like if you ask me, you know, my husband's doing this and you say, why do you think he's doing that? I'll just say, because, you know, and this. And mm-hmm. I might not even be right. I don't even care. But I think one of my superpowers is giving good advice. How about you, Shannon?
Yeah. I would agree with that. Well, a lot of people do come to me as well. They're like, Shannon will know the answer to this. And so I was thinking about it. I think one of my strengths is retention of information.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Is that I love to read and research and I remember it. For some reason, and so then I can just blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. So when I'm dealing with my patients or I'm dealing with my coworkers or with my friends, I can, if they have questions about things, I've often read about it and we'll be like, oh well, I've heard this or that, or this is what I think. And mm-hmm. so and whether that be from all the AA stuff I've been through and interpersonal communication, how to deal with conflict, I'm good with that. And just talking about medical stuff, and so I think that is one of my strengths. Mm-hmm. For sure.
How about you, Ash? What do you first? We'll say what we think of ourselves, and then we're going to go around the room and tell each other what we think of each other.
And I made a list too. That wasn't my only strength. It says to make a list, and mm-hmm. you start just listing what you think you're good at. And I did that this morning. Yeah. So,
good. I did not make a list, but I have been thinking about, you know, not so much my superpower, but like just some of my qualities, right? Mm-hmm. Things that I feel like would be my exclamation point. And I find that I am the happiest when I'm helping others, or if I've made a good connection and I've introduced someone to someone else and something beautiful develops from that, you know? And I'm like, oh, I hate to say I'm the root of that, but I'm going to just pat myself on the back for doing that. And you're welcome, right? But I do find that, like, I love doing that. And I do, can't say that I'm like, I mean, Alicia, you're so full of wisdom. I wouldn't say that I'm so full of wisdom, but I'm full of maybe just a lot of, like, trials in life that have made me a better person. And I'm okay to share those experiences and hope that maybe someone can be like, hey, I'm not alone in this journey. Someone else can really, you know, she can understand where I'm, she can be empathetic and she understands emotions that I'm going through. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm like, but as far as superpowers go, I've never really called it a superpower. It's always just been recognize your own strengths and your own qualities. And maybe someone can benefit from that. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And superpowers don't necessarily have to be a skill that you're good at. It can be just something like you're good at planting flowers and those flowers make someone smile. Or
yeah.
You planted a garden really well. That's your skill. But the skill is or the strength is that you share that with people and that mm-hmm. you feel the desire to like connect with people and help them. Well, it doesn't have to be like a skill. Like I'm good at carpentry.
Right. Well, but right. I do think that, you know, we are here in our mortal bodies to share our gifts. Mm-hmm. And we are all different. And so that's what we're here to do is express ourselves in our own unique way.
I think that is one of your superpowers, Ashley, is that you're so open.
Yeah.
That you are inquisitive of people, like when we've been in McCall for girls weekends or whatnot, you're very good about asking people about themselves, about their
yeah.
family, their work, their whatever. And you're very inquisitive and you're very open to share anything about yourself.
Right.
There's not a lot of people that are very immediately open to that.
Well, and I love people's stories because, I mean, not only do I hope that they benefit, you know, from stuff that I share, but I'm totally going to benefit from the stuff that they share, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, even though I walk this life alone, it's nice to know that I'm not really alone, right?
Yeah, I've noticed that when you interview people, you've got the best questions, like, and you're quick yeah. about it. You know, your mind works so fast. She's like, so yeah, you're always like, have those really great questions, and you are, and that makes people feel special, and that is a really good quality that they know that you are interested in them yeah. and that you care about them. And you know, you want to know what they have to say. And that makes people feel seen and appreciated.
Well,
so
and
that
people
is a
are
really
special.
Good quality.
You know, everybody's special. Mm-hmm. I mean, and people need to know that.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Agreed. Shannon, I think one of your superpowers is your curiosity. Like you mm-hmm. said, you like to research. Mm-hmm. You, if like I could give two shits about doing right. any kind of second page research.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I can't get it in the first 5 minutes, I'm done. Shannon's very curious. And so you want to know down to the grassroots part of anything. Why?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very curious.
You're going to check yeah. out a menu for us. Let us know if we can go to that restaurant.
Right. Where do you want to go? I don't care. How about here?
No.
I don't like their cocktails.
I don't like the smell.
And you're right, because we would have gotten there and had bad cocktails.
Yeah.
But she's the one that's done the research.
That's right. Yeah. So we, yeah. true. We trust you.
That's yeah. so funny. We do. Yeah. Just like with this today, I'm like, oh, I want to do some research on this. Uh-huh. Different opinions. I definitely do love.
She sent us 12 pages to read.
And Ashley and I were just going to wing it.
That's right.
I do like to be prepared, which is not what anybody would think about me, especially my husband. He'd be like, you did what? You did that in lieu of anything around the house is what you're saying. I'm like, pretty much.
Yep.
That's what I did this morning. Yep. I sure didn't do anything else.
Yep. So, yep.
Everybody's priorities are different.
I know, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, but Elise, I would agree. You are so full of wisdom. In one of our previous...
I'm so full
you are.
Wisdom.
You are.
You are.
You had said before...
I'm starting to be less full of wisdom, finally, and I'm patting my belly as we record this. Finally.
You said before in one of our podcasts is that you just recognize, dude, I'm not here for a hug. You need bail money? I got you. You need to bury a body? I got you. Don't come to yeah. me for a hug. And yeah. I appreciate that about you.
But yeah. on the other side, Elise will be the first one to be in your corner.
For sure.
She's the one, and I love this about you so much, that if we ever get stuck in that down on ourselves or down on other women or down on someone else's situation where you like maybe feel this, I do not approve. She's like, you know what? Why don't you put yourself in their shoes? Which yeah. it really takes you back and like, you know what? I'm being kind of a dick right now. And so it's so important that you do that because it's such a kindness that you have and a respect for other people that we do not know what they're going through. And it's really easy for us to say like, oh, don't judge. You don't know what they're going through. But we do have to remind ourselves of that all the time. And I think that's so good about you is that you don't judge people like a snapshot right. judgment.
And always give the outsider's mm-hmm. perspective, and it's a reality check where it's like,
absolutely.
Mm, I think
devil's
that,
advocate.
And all of these superpowers, some are innate, some are learned, right? And I think mm-hmm. that one came from, so my mom was a teacher's aide for the special education class in Payette. Mm-hmm. And she also drove the school bus for the special education kids.
Okay.
And so all growing up, have I shared this already?
No.
Okay. Okay. I was going to say, don't put me on repeat. Fast forward. So growing up, I would go with my mom, in super bitter cold winters. She would start the bus, scrape all the windows, and we would drive around all the icy roads and pick up every kid from, you know, that had Down syndrome or was in a wheelchair or any other disabilities. That's who I spent every morning of my youth with my mom and those kids. And I think I got that from my mom, is that.
I love that.
And they're so happy, and there was no way to judge.
They're happy
but
to be
so
on the bus.
So vastly different. Yeah. I think that's where that comes from, is seeing my mom around people that with such differences, and her reaction to them was no different than anybody else. She's also been very wonderfully inclusive as a person and as a mom. So, you know, anyone anti-gay, anti-race, she just shut it down. Like, she's mm-hmm. so passionate about. And from Payette, Idaho, from, you know, a small
like
little
a
ag
small town,
town in Idaho. And it's just always the way she was. So I think that comes from her.
That's awesome. That's a wonderful gift that she gave you.
Yeah. And like, your mom's a beautiful person.
Oh,
yeah.
She's just a
bright light to be around.
Yes. The OG of girls groups. The Flakes. Yeah. Shout out to the Flakes. The Snowflakes.
The Snowflakes. That's so cute. Stinking cute. Yeah. That is awesome. Well, that is a gift that she would, that is pretty freaking cool.
One of the things I read in what you shared, Shannon, was, mm-hmm. and this happened on our girls' weekend, it was once we started talking about it, people start shouting out, you're controlling, or you're, you know, which was so funny, because then we started just shouting out people's attributes, right?
Yeah,
I don't know if that's a superpower, but it's a quality that I have, right? You know, or vice versa. And what I loved in one of the things that I read was, just because someone's, if you're getting that input from someone, and just because they say it doesn't mean you have to own it.
Right.
I loved that.
Yes.
Because not all input's good input.
This is true.
You know, not all good observations are good observations, as far as taking it into, you know, if somebody says something like that in any situation and it makes you feel bad about yourself, get
disagree.
A tennis rack and shoot that shit out.
Exactly.
Bye. Yeah. We're talking about what makes us feel good about ourselves right now.
That's right.
Not the real open book of what makes us feel bad about ourselves. Because I think we all do that plenty on our own.
Oh, that's the neighbor in our head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't need that.
Did you say the neighbor in our head?
Yeah. Yeah. The neighbor.
The really bad neighbor.
Well, but you think about it. We all have a neighbor in our head. And you think of some of the conversations that you have with that person in your head. Would you ever dream of saying some of the stuff out loud to someone else? That you say to yourself in your head.
I do that all the time. I'm why did I just say that about myself?
Would
that
you ever say
true.
It to your kid?
No.
Right. What
no.
you say to yourself?
No.
It's so crazy. I'd be like, get off your fat ass and go do something. I'm like, that was mean. You know what I mean? But I do.
We talk to ourselves harsher than we do.
We totally do.
Other people.
That's the neighbor
you
in
idiot.
Your head.
Like,
and and you really need to just make friends with her.
Well, there's a superpower that could be a kryptonite for me, is I've always been super confident whether I've been good at anything or not. Like, I remember thinking, we had the best volleyball team in our district in high school. Mm-hmm. And then we were talking about it, and one of the gals said, we didn't win one game the whole season. And I was like, what? We were amazing. She's like, we lost every match. So I have this super ability to be extremely confident without any merit whatsoever.
But that's beautiful.
But that's appealing to people. Yeah. You always.
So when you, yeah. I don't talk to myself badly. Far as I wouldn't say it to someone else. I just it is no in my mind.
So cool.
I'm like,
I'm jealous of that.
God, I'm so awesome. Isn't that? But my sister pointed that out growing up. I'll never forget. Karen said, you know, I watch you get ready. You smile at yourself in the mirror.
Yes.
I'm like, well, who else is going to? But I didn't even know I was. Like, I was so good. I look so good. Even on my worst days, like I look back, I have some fucked up hair. Like my hair, if it gets wet, run. Run. It's horrible, right? But I always thought, man, I had amazing hair. And you look back and you go, oh my God, what were you doing?
For the time you had amazing hair.
Yeah, when I was bleaching it and it was 2 inches long. No, it was not amazing. But I thought I looked like Madonna. I was going for it. Yeah.
Oh my God.
You know, I always used to say, well, and I still say that because I do like myself. I do like mm-hmm. myself a lot. And so I'm like, well, if I like myself so much and I love the woman that I see in the mirror, why wouldn't someone else? Right? And if you mm-hmm. don't, we're not jiving, move along.
Numbers don't align.
Right. Our numbers don't align. Yes. And I have dirt in my mouth.
Bye.
And you're the dirt. So move.
Yeah. Yeah. True. True.
I have dirt in my mouth.
I wonder if there's any way to change that self-talk. I don't know. Because I know a lot of, I know people who suffer from it. And I know people who do not.
Right.
Clearly. And I wonder where that comes from or how do you change it?
I think it comes like from the way you grow up. So like everybody's always talking about make sure you're careful about what you say in front of your daughter.
Right.
Right. And my mom was always really struggled with it. If my sister was heavy or mm-hmm. she would talk to herself, she would starve herself. She was constantly on a diet. So I think that, and then when I was 18, Shannon, your thighs are getting a little thick. Mm-hmm. When I was heavier, she's like, you know, your husband can only handle so much. You need to get it together. So I think that, and then even just, and so I think that
there's
that
no
was
way
ingrained
to
in me my whole life. Yeah. And then at the same time, she would also be like, don't get a big head. And if someone said, oh, your daughter's so pretty, she would say, don't say that to her. Her head doesn't need to be any bigger than it already is. So, I think that is where that it's. And then it's, like I said, I'm constantly trying to like catch myself and go, ugh, don't say that. That's not true. You know, so I constantly have to. But I think it's
go right into the mirror. You is beautiful. You is kind. Yes.
You amazing.
Yeah. Or if you need to, just call that friend who will tell you.
Exactly.
Right.
Like,
right.
Yeah. But it is, it's weird. And then other times I feel great about myself.
Yeah.
It ebbs and flows.
Yeah.
Yep.
I cannot even imagine. Your thighs are getting big.
Oh, and if I could change anything about your face, I would thin the bridge of your nose. That too.
Oh, that's one of my favorites. That warrants a throat punch.
Up to a certain age, there's no way to stop those comments from sponging in.
Yeah.
You're absorbing everything.
Yep.
Yeah. So there's just no way to not let that come into your.
Yeah. Other than to have the self awareness that I do, that when I catch myself, I acknowledge it and change the verbiage in my head. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of but it's a struggle. I think it'll always be a struggle of that like self loathing thing and then being like, no, Yeah, because sometimes I'm like, I look, you know what I mean? So I'm happy with myself too sometimes. And then I'm like, so it goes back and forth.
Yeah.
Because I'm aware of it. I think,
or subconscious
you know.
Stress coping.
Yeah. But then if you educate yourself and learn about things and, have your friends that are there to love on you.
One of the classes that I used to teach, we used to talk about your strength overdone as a weakness, right? So what I have found, and I always wondered, and it really just clicked for me this year, why when someone questioned my ability or my if I was doing the right thing, I get so pissed. Like I don't know why. I never really understood why does that make me so mad. You know, why doesn't it just go, you know, well, now I'm excited, I'm gonna show you. No, I will think about what I should have said to you for years beyond. And I think about it, but it's because of that strength of feeling so confident that when anybody questions my ability, that I immediately go to, oh my God, you're attacking my confidence. Right. And it's like, don't do that. It's all I have.
That's so funny.
Right?
Oh my God.
Which I don't have that now. If someone attacks my confidence, I just go, you know.
Move along.
Your opinion of me is none of my business.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. Right.
I like bye.
That. Yeah. Bye-bye. Yep. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
How funny. Well, yeah.
Who are some of the people that we all know in common? Because this is going to make them listen for sure. What would we say their superpowers are? Like Leanne. Oh. Miss Leanne. What would we say her superpower is?
I've only met her a couple of times, but she...
No, she just makes me happy.
She makes just a makes mean me cocktail. Laugh.
Oh, she does make a mean cocktail.
Yeah, she does.
She does make a mean cocktail. She is a good Martha Stewart of our group.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
For me...
Great dry sense of humor.
Very dry. And yeah, wonderful. She makes me laugh. And just the things that her little underhanded subtleties... Oh, my God. She just makes me, yeah, she totally mm-hmm. just makes me happy. She's one of those people that you just love being around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she's very warm.
May you all have a Leanne in your group.
Yes.
Yes.
She's so freaking funny.
That you never know what she's going to say, and usually it's going to be a dig, and you will never be happier to hear it. Right? Yeah.
Because she's got this.
Did you just say
face.
That?
She's so, she looks yeah. so sweet. And then if you get her a little intoxicated, the language switches and it makes me so happy.
Yes.
When to hear her get fired up, it like.
Fired up and foul.
Because yeah. she because she's so sweet. Oh my gosh. And she tells really good stories. Do you remember when she was.
Great.
We were like almost wetting our pants. She was telling us a story about her husband had been at poker club. All of our husbands go play poker. And she was home with the kids. Babies were in bed, you know, little babies. And he gets home at 4 a.m. and she has to go to the bathroom because she's woken up at 4 a.m. by her tipsy husband. And she steps on the dog who's laying by her bed. And so she eats shit and goes face first into the foot post of her bed. And her husband's like, "Are you all right?" And he turned on the light and then he shut off the light and goes, "I'm still going to talk to you, but I just can't look at you," because she just had blood going everywhere. And we're just dying, like, who says I'm still going to talk to you, but I have to turn off the light? And at this point, Leanne is laughing so hard, she's crying. We were dying. It was so freaking funny.
She had to drive herself
she
to the hospital.
She so takes care of every, she just handles.
So solid.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
So solid.
I'm like, you had to drive yeah. yourself. Well, yeah, we had babies at the house. Nice. She's so freaking funny.
Yeah.
Who else? What about Elisa Massaw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Very strong in purpose and ideas person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then so fun.
So fun.
Balance was so fun.
She's also, because she's an attorney, or maybe it's a good thing because she's attorney, is that she is a little bit intimidating. But she's kind. Like, she's not mm-hmm. an ornery person. But when you come across her, you can tell she means business. And she's, I don't know how to
She's not negotiating.
No. Like, you
this
want
is
her.
How it
she's
is.
At the bench.
You want her in your corner.
Yes.
She's the person
yes.
you want in your corner because she's
Amen.
Prepared. She's, her intellect is on a different level. And she's just... She knows what she's up to.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
She and was so. In my family's corner at a very, very critical point in their lives, and mm-hmm. she was our savior.
Yeah. yeah. She's
yeah.
amazing.
Yep.
So cool.
Yeah.
Oh, Katie Ball.
I know.
Katie Ball.
Let's talk about Katie Ball.
We say her full name because that's how you say her name.
We will see you for lunch. No, dinner.
Oh, the dinner tomorrow.
Dinner.
Oh, that's
yes.
tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
I'm so excited. So excited.
But she has, she's just
Katie's
got,
a legal eagle.
Yes, but mm-hmm. she has such a soft demeanor about her. Even her voice, and she's one that just, she's willing to help. I know she's helped me in a couple of situations, mm-hmm. and... I don't know. She just
drives a boat like a beast.
Yeah.
She has a quiet strength.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you can tell that she has so much compassion for what she does for her career.
Yeah.
And that she's able to look beyond circumstance and get to the heart of the purpose. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like with
yeah.
what she does for her career. She's a defense attorney, but you can just tell that she honestly cares about the people and what she's doing and her compassion mm-hmm. and but yet she's so brilliantly smart and yeah.
I hope she's governor someday because I want to Yellowstone the hell out of that. Like, we know people in high places don't mess with us.
I could totally see it. Don't you? I mean, I could totally see it. She'd be amazing.
Yeah, she would.
And she would be beloved by the public.
Yeah.
She's just got that.
So we have so many great friends in our little
yeah.
group, as many of you, I'm sure, do as well. And if you haven't had the chance to have this conversation with your friends group, you should, because it's, you just walk away a little taller. When yeah. people spend time to tell you what your superpower is, it makes you recognize that if you haven't already.
That's a really good idea. That is a really good idea, like a challenge to anyone listening. Get with your friends and talk about that so that you'd have some insight about yourself and maybe gain a little bit of confidence from that. But at the same time, it's going to enrich and strengthen those friendships and I don't know, makes everybody feel good to kind of hear. Like we say, other people's opinion of you is none of your business. But when it's good, it's nice.
Well, just yeah. pass it's it along. If you yeah. feel like you, I don't know, are inspired to shoot a text message because you're thinking about someone and you just hope they have a good yep. day, or, you know, or you want to share a positive thought. Sometimes that's just what they need. Mm-hmm. I know I got one today and I was like, my gosh, you just made my day.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
You just brought a light into it. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. But to reciprocate with that response, letting that person know that whatever they said to you really like had an impact and made you feel great, that scratches their back too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. I love one thing about my career. When I'm working with patients, so many people come in and they're already feeling bad about themselves, or like their teeth are disgusting, or you know what I mean?
You know, they're nervous.
They're scared. Yeah. And I am the first one to say, oh, you've got nothing on me. My whole mouth is dental work. Like, mm-hmm. I could care less about being embarrassed or disgusted. I'm like, no, I've been there. I've seen anything. I'm so happy you're here. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you made it through the door. Let's work together. You're awesome. You know what I mean?
Yes. Like, yeah.
never want to. It's important to make people feel heard and seen and never judged. And I do love that part of my career and that I'm able to do that, and not that I can make someone feel comfortable. That's one of my favorite things about mm-hmm. what I do, is to just empower someone rather than shame them, or I don't understand why people do that. But yeah, I love to make people, they'll say, oh my gosh, that made me feel so much better that you've had done
right.
the work. You know what I mean? Because they yeah. just think.
The judgment is gone.
Yeah. Yes. Coming in, they're like, oh my gosh, yeah. they're going to judge me and think I haven't been in 3 years. It's so yes. gross. I'm like, no, I'm glad you're here, man. You made it through the door. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's nice to come from a different perspective.
Now let's clean up that disgusting mess of a mouth.
I'm like, let me add it. They're so funny. I'll be like, ooh, that was a good one. They're like, you're yeah. weird. I'm like, yep. Yep. I asked a girl yesterday, she's like, oh, gross, I did something. She goes, I don't know how you do your job. And I said, do you watch pimple popper videos? Oh. And she goes, yes, I love them. My husband and I will watch them, and I can't stop watching. I'm yeah. like, same thing.
Yep, yep. Goodness.
We're all weirdos in
I'd
a different
hate this.
Way.
I'd hate it if you hated it.
Right.
Because then all day long you're doing what you hate. Yeah.
yeah. No, you got to kind of find it interesting.
Sure.
Yeah. Not all the time.
Well, if you are an acquaintance of ours and you're listening to the podcast and you don't know what your superpower is, when we post this on social media, feel free to comment, DM us directly, and ask us what we think your superpower is, because
yeah.
we will
yeah.
tell you.
Yeah, we will yes. give you some good feedback.
Yes. And no bad feedback, because that's an entirely other session, and that's not our job. That's your spouse's job. We can tell you what's wrong.
Exactly.
We're going to tell you, you're beautiful, you is kind, you are such a good person.
I love that face in the mirror.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was awesome.
Well, are we wrapping? Are we done?
Speaking of superpowers, on the next episode, ooh. We're going to talk about gut health.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait to continue to learn more about that and to actually put it into action.
So stay tuned. Yeah.
Thanks for joining us. Go out and find your superpower.
Like us. Follow us. Ladies Night In. Subscribe to the podcast. You yes. never know what you're going to hear, and you never know when we're going to talk about you.
But you do know that we are a good time.
Woohoo!
Raise a glass.
Raise a glass.
We're out.